shooting ranges are reporting a spike in memberships, with a large number of women now taking up the sport. And you really don't have to be a world-class competitor to enjoy it. We took your health on the road with a stop at Granite State Indoor Range and Gun Shop in Hudson. And today we bring you part two of our experience aiming for the target. Joining me today is Jerry Blaze, Matt Bishop, the marketing manager of Granite State Indoor Shooting Range, and instructor Derek Puzangara. Good morning, guys, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. So, Matt, there really are so many different opportunities to learn and sharpen shooting skills, not only for those just starting out or gun owners have been shooting all their lives. Tell us a little bit about what your range offers for people of all different abilities.
Yes, we can cater to everything from never shot a gun before to have been shooting for 10-plus years. We have a ton of different classes, the most basic being first shots, which is created for people that have never shot a gun before. So we recommend any new buyer take that class if they want to get a good start. And then we got everything up to our 400-level class, which includes concealed carrying, shooting behind barricades, and moving while shooting. And then we also have private lessons, which can be anything you want. All the instructors are really good at teaching all levels, and they can cater to whatever the customer's needs may be.
I mean, the training aspect here is just so important. Derek, what is the most important aspect before someone can actually hold a loaded weapon? Like, where do you begin?
Well, we always start with safety. Whether it's a class or an actual course, there's always a safety aspect. You know, we've really focused on two main rules here: muzzle management and trigger finger discipline, you know, being aware of where your muzzle is pointed at all times and keeping your finger off the trigger until you're on target. And then we emphasize those rules before we begin any course of fire. And you'll find that here or any class anywhere. And if you don't, something you shouldn't visit.
Yes. You know, there really is a physical aspect that goes into shooting. Derek, you were just an amazing instructor. Jerry is a former U.S. Marine. I would say his safety introduction or reintroduction to you was right on point. It's not only mental, but Jerry, it's very physical as well.
Yeah, it's very physical. You have to really put a lot of attention into being mindful of your stance, your grip on the weapon itself. And, you know, like Derek said, safety is the absolute imperative priority. It becomes very physical because you must, you know, keep your body in a particular stance, and that requires a little bit of self-control and core strength, believe it or not.
You know, the range really offers something new and something different for people who are looking for a new hobby or something new to do. So, Matt, like, what is the biggest driver for new signups that you're seeing over the past, like, year or two?
Yeah, well, just with everything that's happened, there have been a ton of new people interested in firearms. And for our facility personally, we'd like to think that it has a lot to do with our customer service. Our main goal is helping customers become more comfortable and confident with firearms.
Oh, absolutely. And, I completely agree with that. I felt that way the minute we walked in there.
That's how we love to hear that. So that's what we're going for. We know it's super intimidating, and we are just trying to put people at ease, make them realize it's not as crazy as they think, and that anyone can do it.
You know, it really is like a controlled environment, you know, where people can learn these abilities. Derek, you know, we learned the technique of shooting a pistol. Are there other firearms you work with, like, for instance, rifles? Is there a big difference in training in different firearms? Is the technique different, or is it basically the same?
Well, it's actually more intuitive for people to pick up a rifle and shoot, only because you have more points of contact in your body. You're holding the pistol grip with your firing hand. You're holding the handguard with your sport hand, the buttstock's in your shoulder. You have cheek weld. So it's much easier to manage that than trying to hold a pistol 2.5 feet from your face and control that recoil. So most of the times we have new shooters that are brand new, have never touched a gun before. We'd actually bring them to the rifle rack to kind of get that confidence up, and then we'll put a pistol in their hand. But we can go for pistol, rifle, shotgun.
Oh,
and they're all pretty manageable because stance and posture is pretty much the same across the board.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
you go into finer details.
This is the first time I've ever held a firearm, and I have to say, it really was really cool. It was like an amazing experience. And there really is a lot that goes into it. You know, Jerry, you got to test your techniques, the stance, the position. How would you describe your experience at the gun shop?
I like I said in the previous segment, I was extremely impressed from the get-go. As soon as we walked in, and, you know, Derek overemphasized the fact that the Marine Corps taught us a certain way of holding and positioning ourselves for the target with recoil and all. And he showed us actually better ways to go about it. And not that the ways we used in the Marine Corps were wrong, but he showed us a more efficient way of doing so. So that was really, really impressive to me.
You know, this is for, you know, both Matt and Derek, you know, for anybody who's really thinking of signing up or looking into learning how to shoot a firearm, what would you say to somebody who says, you know what, I can't do that? Because at first I was like, I'm a little afraid of this. I'm not really sure what I'm doing. But I walked out feeling pretty confident. What would you say to them?
I would say you just got to come in and give it a try. You never know what it's like until you actually do it. And it's really not as scary as you would think it is.
That's true. And I've had people in, like, the 100 class that are absolutely terrified to touch it. And a lot of that is the pressure of other people watching, too. So most of the times, I won't even have them shoot a target. I'll just shoot, have them just fire a couple shots at nothing just to see that happening in front of their face.
Yeah, because once you pull that trigger and you can feel it and you kind of know what to anticipate, it kind of changes things a little bit.
Exactly. And once they can just see what it feels like and see, and kind of watch that happen in front of them, they usually can kind of regain the composure and start having fun. They see that it's really not that intimidating. It's not that bad. And they can do it.
Well, I just want to say thank you guys to, you know, for inviting Jerry and I there and, you know, taking the time to train us and learn a little bit more about your facility and shooting. You know, I think your facility is amazing.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that.
So thank you guys very much. And I'm going to put all of your information on our website and on our social media pages. And I just want to say thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Still have the anyone can still sign up for training and get 20% off using the code PULSE. So if you are too afraid to come in or too nervous, you could book a private lesson, and that could be your first time in the range, which is one of the best ways to go about it.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Matt, Derek, and Jerry.
Yeah.
I hope you guys have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you so much.
You too.
Thank you so much.